This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. You are free to call in and talk live. That's why we named it what we did here. We'll take your calls here shortly. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Let's go to Mike calling in from Long Beach. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Yeah, well, the show's been a real bore so far, having to listen to Stefan, a.k.a. Liberty Lover, a.k.a. Stefan Molyneux, call in and yammer on about God knows what. Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, listening to Stefan's a huge yawn. And then we had to listen to, oh yeah, let's talk about Heather for a minute. Yeah, like, yeah. Okay, Heather is not a libertarian, okay? Yeah, but my grandfather fought for the Nazi military. That's about how libertarian Heather is.
Is this your version of comedy? Johnson.
It's stand-up.
Shh. Yeah, go ahead.
No heckling.
Well, I mean, there's the heckler's veto.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, she loves Gary Johnson. Yeah, she loves him a lot. I bet if I went on Google, I could easily find a picture of her sucking.
Man, I was hoping he was going to keep it PG and we'd just have some lousy comedy.
That guy must have missed his last appointment with a shrink.
The trick to a bad crank call tends to be just when you're really bombing.
He right. Sound like,
throw out a,
sounds like some loser living in someone's basement. Like, you know, I don't know.
Oh.
I feel like the dude sounded like just, he has no life.
You're just making painting with a broad brush.
No, I honestly, he sounds like who calls in and just like, oh, yeah, this person.
But I want to hear Mark's secret for being a bad caller, please.
Oh, when it comes to, I mean, basically, it seems like bad crankers realize that they're bombing. They don't know how to stop the call. Like, the hemorrhaging is occurring.
Right.
And so they just got to throw out some cuss word, and then, of course, they're going to get dumped because they've heard the show before. They know how it works.
Yeah. You painted yourself into a corner.
Yeah.
So that guy's probably so miserable in real life. I feel sorry for him.
Well, he's not on Free Talk Live anymore. Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I have an update for you about something, I guess, that's going on with Carla Garrick's campaign, the former Free State Project president who's running for Senate.
Running for U.S. Senate.
She's running for New Hampshire Senate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking there. Go ahead.
Yes, New Hampshire Senate.
So apparently what happened is she has been trying to, you know, appear at a local senior center, which I got the impression is government run in some form or government funded. And she said she's not allowed to go and, you know, meet at this location. And she says that in the past she actually demonstrated there because of something. I guess some team there was, you know, had made some comments about it was okay to throw old people out of houses in order to fund taxes or something. It's a protest against that, and they called the cops on her. I think that was a couple years ago. This is the same place, I guess, where she protested earlier. So now they just don't want her to. I guess they don't want her to be there. She's threatening to file a formal complaint in this office if she's not allowed to. Participate in the democracy patient, if that makes sense.
Yeah, obviously, if it's a private old folks' home, then I guess they can set whatever rules they want. But if it's a government one, they shouldn't be taking her tax money and then telling her she can't come there. That's a pretty messed up situation.
One of my theories is that 90% of the value in running for office, maybe 50% at least, it comes from the fact that they'll try to do things to you when you run for office, and that just helps you make your point. You know, like when Julia Miranda, one of the 10 years ago, she ran for Keene City or Keene School Board, something like that.
Keene City Council,
and they targeted her because she was trying. She had the audacity to try and return. She was going to return her salary to taxpayers.
Yep.
So they threatened her with arrest over that.
Yes, it's true. They threatened her, and I don't know if they could arrest her, but they could certainly make her, you know, campaign. I don't know what they could do, but she withdrew it as soon as she found out that they're going to interpret that as illegal.
Wow.
Well, there's a list 200,000 pages long of things over 200,000 pages long of things you're not allowed to do in the United States.
And it's true, Dave. I mean, I guess that's how they do it. And running for office makes it even harder because you start taking donations, and then you've got to report all these donations because somebody didn't like the way somebody was getting donations for their campaign in the past. The government should be so small and inconsequential that the campaign contributions don't matter at all. Unfortunately, power does seem to centralize.
That it does.
It's important not to let that keep you from doing. Be a downer, discourage people from taking activity. Like I said, when people try to shut you down, that actually usually helps you.
Yeah, I think it's it probably gives press. Hopefully, Carla's able to turn it into something of value.
Right.
Anything else, Dave? And I think he's having some cell phone trouble.
Yeah, it was kind of sketchy.
855-450-3733. So. This Elizabeth Warren situation where she's trying to fix capitalism.
Yeah, it's interesting that progressives and many nominal conservatives invoke, quote, economic multipliers when the government spends our tax dollars on subsidies and grants within the private sector.
This is from Reason.com?
From Reason.com. Entire communities, we are told, benefit from the tax dollars are given to, even though the dollars are given to just a handful of politically connected firms.
Yeah, so you're told that lots of people benefit, but, I mean, you know, the efficiency of the benefit always makes me wonder. Even
right.
if they're very good at the distribution, lots of people get a little bit of money. It's the middle-class government bureaucrats that make the real money.
Yeah, well, and at least they wield the most power, and they have the most potential to be bribed. They're in the perfect position to make things happen. And in the end, I mean, what this is really all about is Elizabeth Warren, and this is me going off the, I'm trying to kind of wrap this up, is, you know, her idea is simply that if we highly regulate large corporations, those that make over $1 billion in revenues, and that's a large number of companies. It's thousands. The idea is that you can force them to behave the way you want. And all this, to me, just speaks of socialism. It speaks of an attempt to gain control over the means of production. And, you know, we look at companies and we look at profits, and there's a great chart here which shows Amazon's revenue versus profit. So it basically shows this. If you were to look at a bar graph that all one set of lines is going to the ceiling, to the moon,
and that's revenue.
That is revenue. That's all the money that Amazon takes in. And then just this tiny line across the bottom
is profit.
Is this, and that is that tiny amount of profit.
Because they have to reinvest most of what they make into new and different products because they're competing against so many different other businesses doing so many different other things and seeing where they're going to win and where they're going to lose.
Right, and the article continues to say Amazon made the decision to invest in growth over profits for the long term, and the market has rewarded that decision. Now, to get the profits it passed up for years, Amazon is not legally operating under the public benefit corporation business model, which is what Elizabeth Warren is promoting. But it's
one of the things about this is that if she gets this implemented, it's always easiest to get whenever the rule is implemented against the most wealthy.
Sure.
Because when you are talking, first off, it's, which one is morally superior? Generally, being poor is considered, well, they're good folks, those poor people. They obviously didn't steal from anybody.
Right.
Whereas the wealthy people, as you get farther and farther to the end of the bell curve, very, very end of it, there's nobody to vote for them anymore.
Right.
There's nobody to say that they're the good guys. And that's how can you win whenever he's going to vote against you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of summarizes where she's going with this. It really is about whether you trust boards of directors and shareholders to run companies or whether you wish to turn it over to Elizabeth Warren and have every corporation be subject to the public good and not necessarily just its shareholders.
Well, I know where most Americans are going to fall on this one. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Why am I wrong? Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Super nodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday edition. It is Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about dirty, disgusting politicians.
Except for Gary Johnson.
Well, it's the crowd he runs with. Having been the very successful two-time governor of New Mexico, now he's running as for Senate in the New Mexico Senate seat in the U.S. Senate. I think that's clear. Anyway, good luck to him. He's running as a libertarian. He's going to need it. Apparently, another presidential hopeful, Andrew Cuomo, has been caught saying something the conservatives don't like.
Hard to believe, and hard to believe this story is coming to us from Fox News. Andrew Cuomo shocks crowd, says America, quote, was never that great. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say that.
I hear you. New York governor.
America is the shining beacon on the hill.
America and make America great again. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I don't know. Obama actually made a comment similar to that prior to the election where she said something like, I think it was maybe right after the election where she made a comment saying that she was. Basically had no faith in America, but it was restored when they, like, voted for her husband.
Something
along those lines.
Right. Something made her happy.
And
something made her proud to be American.
Yeah,
there have been lots of faux pas, Republicans, Democrats. They all say something at some point that they put their foot in their mouth. Case in point, our current president, Donald Trump, has put his foot in his mouth fairly recently. I think most Republicans would even agree with that. I think they will oftentimes say, well, he didn't mean to say that. But in this case, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo may have just handed Republicans a ready-made campaign ad for his rumored 2020 presidential bid by declaring Wednesday that America, quote, was never that great, unquote. The Democratic star made the seemingly offhand remark as part of his rebuke of President Trump's, quote, make America great again, unquote, slogan. Okay. During a bill signing in New York.
I always wonder what they mean when they say that, say things like that. So
right.
If you're talking about, I don't know, the freedom of black people or the freedom of Chinese people or Asian people or whatever in the United States, then, okay, I can see where you're coming from. But, I mean, black people and Chinese people continue to come to this country for a reason because it is a great place to make money. I think it's the best place in the world to make money, and money provides some level of freedom.
One could argue Singapore. One could argue a lot of the Eastern countries that have freer economies than the United States.
I think
do.
At this moment in time, but historically, you've got to look at the United right. States as a pretty good as far as that goes. And maybe you do okay, but it really just depends on if you're, a young white guy, maybe Southeast Asia is the place to go to make your fortune right now. I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
Right.
But, I mean, how are they going to react to a young black guy going there to China to, do whatever it is that he's going to do to make money? Are they going to take it as well? Because most countries are not as good as the United States when it comes to, freedom surrounding ethnicities.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. And I'm sure there are studies out there on it. I think my spin, and let's see what Cuomo actually said.
Someone said that Japan was one of those like countries where they're very
they really like
strict
Japanese people in Japan.
When they're very strict about what ethnicities they let immigrate there.
Yeah. I'm huge in Japan, by the way. He goes on to say, we're not going to, and this is exactly what he said. He said America was, quote, never that great. The Democratic star made the seemingly offhand remark as part of his rebuke of President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan during a bill signing in New York. But the line drew gasps from the crowd. Quote, we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great, Cuomo said to an awkward blend of gasps and chuckles. Quote, we have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged, when we'll reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone, and every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed, and every woman is making her full contribution, unquote, he said.
Do you feel like you're not getting your full contribution made, Heather?
Yeah, what's the deal?
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
On my way.
We're asking you what Cuomo means.
I mean, Cuomo says, just answer the question. It sounds like he thinks that you're being shoved off into the corner and you don't get your say.
Because I'm a woman?
You're getting discriminated against. You're being stereotyped.
I don't get my say. It doesn't really apply because I co-host 3 hours of a nationally dedicated radio program.
So, that's
program,
not so for
so.
You? Surely somewhere there's some woman who's not getting her say.
I
was just listening to NPR on the way in where they had a trans reporter saying, basically, I went from being a woman to a man, so I know exactly what it's like, and now that I have a deep voice, I have to be careful because my voice is a weapon, and I can't just interrupt women because they'll just be quiet and they won't get to say anything anymore and stuff.
For those of you at
baffled
home,
by
this
all
is
this.
The look on Chris's face when he gets an ice cream headache listening to things like this.
I imagine, though, even in America, there's probably different parts of the country where the dynamic of, like, women in the work field is a little different. I know there are places down south where a lot more women are still stay-at-home moms, and the men are, like, the workers, so the women take on more, like...
I was down south. I think I had more women bosses than I had men. They had no problem telling
my butt what to do. But different parts, I think state to state, though, there are some different cultural, like...
Can we just say that we're all...
Dearborn, Michigan.
As we discuss this, we're all going to be stereotyping somebody somehow.
Yeah.
So, but I mean,
what else could you do?
If you were to travel, like, you know, even just, like, in New England, right? This is considered, like, the whitest part of the United States. So, like, we might not have the same issues when it comes to the minorities we have here as you do in, like, you know, Detroit, where there's all these, like, you know, or Chicago, I don't know, the little...
You're saying,
like,
we have issues with the minorities?
No, we don't. Like, I've never... Well,
issues.
I mean, there's problem
with
communities,
minorities.
But... It's
different issues affect different folks in different places.
That's what
point.
I'm saying is that, right. Like, the, like, having grown up, like, any of the minorities, quote unquote, that, like, I knew they were generally, like, good people. You know what I mean? But then, like, I guess there's, like, parts of the country where there's, like, the projects where, you know, people are like, oh, there's high crime in these minority communities and that,
sure.
This, that, and the other thing. And I guess... If you don't live there, you don't really know what goes on.
Yeah.
You can only kind of base your opinion on your own surroundings. So.
And what I do is look at those situations and try to figure out which government program caused it. And in so much of these that we...
But I don't think it's always a government program.
No, I think it is.
No, if you have a whole bunch of people that are like mass... like.
Go
breeding,
ahead.
Having kids they're not taken care of,
okay,
and healing,
like,
and doing that kind of stuff.
Sounds like welfare.
That has
issues.
Nothing to do with the government. That has to do with a population that's uneducated.
How about war on drugs?
Undisciplined. What about it?
No, I'm just saying that if I combine the war on drugs, welfare programs, and let me throw in, so I got a trick.
The war on drugs isn't causing people to, like, neglect their children, not take care of their families. There's plenty of opportunities for anybody of any race in this country. Nobody has to sell drugs.
I will argue that that combined with an incentive system not to work and to have more children will cause all those problems.
Nah.
And those are all government-run programs.
Hear that, Pfizer? You don't have to sell drugs. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where he touted the economy and how good things are going. The president also discussed NAFTA.
I can say this, we're doing very well. I'm in no rush. We want to make the right deal. NAFTA's been a disaster for our country. Mexico and Canada were, if you think about making or if you think about deficits, we had a deficit of $135 billion a year. So we're either going to do a good NAFTA, a fair NAFTA for us, or we're not doing NAFTA at all.
Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer at her home in Detroit, Michigan today. One of her backup singers, Fonzie Thornton, remembers Franklin.
She always wanted to hear funny stories of me and him hanging out. So she would always call me and say, Fonzie, give me a funny story about Luther. She really loved to enjoy herself.
Franklin was 76 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the live Thursday night edition. Daryl is out sick, and so it's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Chris, Heather, I got to teach you guys how to run this front seat so that I don't have to come rushing in here when...
You do so well, Mark.
Daryl has some kind of issue with his tummy.
I would love to be first seat.
Would you? You'd be in charge.
There was power. All the power.
God forbid. God help us all.
Liberty.menu is a website where you can list your libertarian business for free. It's a tool for your community. And it's at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of the fourth force, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge, because we can't make it any lower cost than free. Liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. We got Don calling in from New Jersey. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I had to record a judge ask me for $10,000, and he admits he was coming in and out of my apartment trying to slim gin my cars, trying to find those tapes. And I brought the tapes to a church in South Carolina. He had a cop approach me and says he's erasing himself off the tapes. Then he says there's enough on the tapes, he's going to have to flee to Brazil or force arrest me in order to take an exam, and he will be the judge. Each time he says this, he pretends he doesn't know me in court. Twice now. It's Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L.
I knew it. It was the promo for the website. You know, Heather. The one we're always going, what's that website again?
Are you still in the crazy house?
Did you lose him?
No, he's there. He's on the line. Don.
Did you mute him?
Got me in jail. Yeah.
Is it a when you say jail? When you say jail, I'll let you plug your site, but answer my question.
Yeah.
So when you say jail, do you mean the crazy house?
Yeah. It's in Uploads 8, premeditated. He says he's going to flee to Brazil, and he has a she that runs the hospital, and he says there's enough on the tapes, he's going to have to flee to Brazil, and she will give you a little contract.
All right. Tell me the website. Tell me the website.
Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L, and it's Uploads 7.
I got most of it out.
Yeah.
I think if you listened enough times and put all those tapes together, you could probably get what the actual website is.
A psych ward?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How do they get on the show?
I don't know. Everybody gets, you get that
chance. Free Talk Live is for crazy people.
Right.
And sane people don't call in, crazy people get through.
If you're normal and you're listening, can you call in?
just to remind us that you still exist.
Yeah.
But crazy people always have something to talk about.
They do.
There are some... Yeah, but my God.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I would hate to think this poor guy didn't was somehow, you know, justice was not being served for him or whatever. But the difficulty is when somebody has mental health issues, you have no clue whether what's going
on. I mean, he very
well
could be. Yeah, exactly. And
well, this is.
I mean, that is like a really. That is a really like creepy topic. You know, like once somebody in a position of authority deems you crazy and puts you in like a locked facility, and you have that stigma on you, how do you then argue your sanity?
Right.
You know,
and whether you have rights.
And if you look at corruption, I'm sure there are plenty of people that
he's been in there a long time.
Yeah.
He's been calling a long time.
Really.
Yeah.
What did he go in there for? Do you know?
I this is something to do with a judge sneaking into his house.
Right.
I don't know.
Something about
Brazil. It's totally plausible. If you look at that Netflix documentary, Making a Murderer, that's crazy the extent that certain, you know...
It's prosecutors, probably.
Prosecutors, cops, and everything go to in order to frame somebody if they want you
gone.
Got to
get that prosecution. That's what they are. Their success is tied to.
Yeah, when the criminals... wear badges. That's when it gets ugly.
Yeah, and then what do you do? Because even the folks that have badges that are supposed to arrest the bad guys with badges, nobody wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, are we going to have a moment with Heather? This is great.
What?
Are you? Has this documentary changed your view of some of how police departments work?
Not talking about individual cops. The same. See, right. My view has always been the same. I know there's plenty of good cops out there,
right.
And there's plenty of cops that I have a lot of respect for. I also know that there's corruption. It's not a black and white thing. For me, I judge everything on a case-by-case basis. But
do you think police could do more to make sure that they weed out
cops? I definitely think there needs to be more like attention drawn to, you know, I think more police officers, good cops, should step up and, you know, kind of hold each other accountable, or at least publicly speak on that. Like, you know, if you know somebody from your department doing something they're not supposed to, speak out about it. Like, do something about it. Don't stay hush-hush, this whole thin blue line thing, you know.
Usually they get fired if they do that.
Eventually, but oftentimes it takes a long time. The best suggestion for all of this that I have heard is that when policemen get sued or there ends up being a civil case against a law enforcement agency, then instead of the taxpayers being on the hook to have to settle that lawsuit, you take it out of police retirement funds.
I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, just take, you know, make them, hit them where it hurts the most. Hit them in the pocketbooks.
You would say that you don't like laws that punish the group of people for the actions of the individual.
Oh, don't use my own words against me.
So
I'm
why would we want
this?
That? I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Here's what I'm not saying that I'm disagreeing with what you're saying. I think it's very interesting.
Wait, right. What are you saying? How does it punish a group?
Well, you're punishing the group of cops for the actions of one of them.
I thought you said take it out of the one for the one cop. No.
Oh no. I was
the
being
individual.
At
that point, you're getting the police officers to police themselves.
Right.
Is the notion.
Right. Yeah.
And that may very well work. I don't know. But I think that the biggest problem is that for a very long time, we have essentially funded police departments with vice crime. So police departments didn't exist prior to 1850. The first one was in London about 1850.
Did everybody hear that? I just want to make sure all our listeners heard that. There did not used to be police departments before about 1850.
Yeah, people would be basically bring a criminal charge and, you know, apprehend somebody and bring them to the sheriff, and the sheriff would then lock them up for their day in court or whatever.
Right.
And then big cities felt they needed police departments. And I understand why they would feel like that. In many cases in the United States, with the, you know, with slavery going away, people who were doing the job of slave catching became police officers. Some people use that to disparage. It's just really what happened.
Right.
And, you know, as then you're talking about, you know, them making money off of making alcohol illegal and drugs illegal and all these other things. And so these police departments have become very large. If you made drugs legal, then cops would be focusing on things like murder, rape, arson, the kind of things that people want police for. And, frankly, traffic, because at this point, the government manages most of the roads. I do feel like if you're going to have cops do things like speed control, you could probably do better with automated machines rather than you know, police officers out there with lights on the side of the road that are designed to catch people's attention. Sure. As a firefighter, today I was at a three-car accident, and every one of those people that goes by, it seems, just has to rubberneck and see what happened in the accident. Don't worry about it. I know that the flashing lights are intended to catch your attention, but people want to look at what's going on inside. That police officer with his lights going on the side of the road creates a danger in the public way.
Right.
And we don't need that. We'd be better off with, if you think that there's a certain speed that is actually dangerous for the public to go at a certain road, then by God, we should have a machine that tells people to do that. I think speeds are artificially low with the intention of, you know, police officers being able to pull people over and take a look at what's going on in your car.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think there's a lot wrong with law enforcement in America, but we could fix it by essentially making them people who investigate things like, you know,
I've always said that
crimes.
When it comes to the speeding thing, like, I've always said that I think that cops should be a lot like firefighters in that they wait at the police department until they're called. Like, you don't just go around looking for a crime, and firefighters don't go looking for fires. Like, you wait till we need you.
And we'll call you. If we need anything, we'll give you a call.
Like, if a concerned citizen picks up a phone and says, hey, there's a car that's driving really erratically, fine, go out and look for that car. But
when I've had to call them, I've generally had pretty good service.
There you go.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about this evening. And, I mean, the phone lines are open right now. So, Chris, there was a situation where apparently Andrew Cuomo stuck his foot in his mouth. Maybe gave the Republicans some artillery by saying...
That's a theory?
Yeah. Not only is it silly to say that make America great again, but America wasn't that great in the first place. And that's going to make a nice little sound bite for some hit piece someplace.
That's a spare within hours. His spokeswoman tried walking it back. Quote, the governor believes America is great and that her full greatness will be fully realized when every man, woman, and child is full equality.
What do all those people in those countries that aren't great think?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they'll probably see it as a American attitude where we're better than everybody else. And if you don't like that, we might invade you.
It's always a possibility.
Yep.
Speaking of politicians putting their foot in their mouth, I love this one. MetroTimes.com out of Detroit. The Detroit Representative Betty Cook Scott on her Asian opponent, Dope. Vote for the Ching Chong. More than a dozen community groups have called on Representative Betty Cook Scott to apologize for a series of racial slurs, sources say, that she used to describe her primary election opponent, Representative Stephanie Chang, Democrat, Detroit. Scott is alleged to have referred to Chang as Ching Chang and the Ching Chong to multiple voters outside polling precincts during last Tuesday's election. She also is said to have called one of Chang's campaign volunteers an immigrant, saying, "You don't belong here. I want you out of my country." Chang and Scott were running in the Democratic primary for state the Senate District 1. Chang won the election with 49% of the vote. Scott came in third with 11% of the vote.
Ah, so that tactic did not work for her.
These comments are offensive to all Asian Americans, Chang tells Metro Times. It isn't about me. It's about an elected official disrespecting entire populations, whether they be Asian American, immigrant, or residents of Senate District 1, Cook's own current House district.
Wow.
So yeah, various off-color remarks were heard by multiple people connecting with Chang, including Chang's husband, who spoke with Metro Times. Sean Gray says that overhearing Cook disparage Chang outside a precinct on the east side of Detroit, I asked her not to speak about my wife in that manner. And that time, she said to the voter that these immigrants from China are coming over and taking our community from us. Further, she said, it disgusts her seeing black people holding signs for these Asians and not supporting their own people. So, there's a lot wrapped up in there.
Right.
Yes.
And some may be tempted to make correlations to other political figures who may have said maybe not as reprehensible things, but similar things.
Now, I've been taught by the college-type folks that racism can only exist for people in power. Now, I'm not sure who's in power here, whether any one of these people is an incumbent over the other, but I would say that the black community, if you compare the black community to the Asian community, the Asians probably have a bit more power, but not a heck of a lot. I know they're getting discriminated against in Harvard.
Right.
They're not allowed to.
Right, Asians are?
Yeah, they're not allowed to go to
Why?
Harvard. They have to. The standards are higher for Asians to get into Harvard.
Yeah.
White people can't compete against them, I guess.
That's a government program.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so Harvard doesn't want Asians?
Basically, because of equal opportunity law, you have different educational associations interpret that differently because there's not a clear-cut sense of how you actually pick how many Asians should go to Harvard and how many blacks you go to Harvard before you get hit with
affirmative action or
before you get hit with an affirmative action lawsuit or charges from the government. So they try to do their best.
Affirmative action is basically gone, but colleges, you know, are constantly bending over backward to not look racist. The problem is that for places like Harvard, essentially, that Asian families are diligent in getting their kids to study, and you've got a lot of really great academics who are of Asian ancestry. So when you look at people based on their race, you're like, oh, my God, the Asians are taking over Harvard. If you look at students based on their academics, you'd be like, wow, why wouldn't we want the best students in here?
Right.
And it's a very difficult situation. And here we see, marginalized communities going after each other for, I don't know, a seat of power.
For racism. I look at this, and this is what I see. This is no different if Chong were white and...
It's Chang, you racist.
I'm sorry. And Betty Cook Scott
By the way,
was,
that's her maiden name.
Was it? Is it
her husband's name's okay. Gray.
It doesn't matter.
That's
it
a color.
It doesn't matter. But in all this, I mean, it's racist, and I just don't get it. People are afraid to be racist.
Scott didn't claim that she was superior in any way to Chang. So that's what racism is. This is racial slurs used in a racially insensitive way.
What did I miss when I stepped out?
Well, you don't belong here. Let me see.
Right,
I want you out of my country. Called her an immigrant.
Ching Chang.
Who called this to who?
The representative, Betty Cook Scott. I probably should mention that Betty Cook Scott appears to be, I don't know if the story says this, but she appears to be black. And
she called an Asian woman all these things?
Yes. And apparently it says here that, Gray, who is black, says Scott then went on to call him a fool for marrying Chang. Oh, Gray, so her husband, Chang's husband, is black. But his name is Gray.
I'm really confused.
And then Cook said further, she said, I discuss her seeing black people holding signs for these Asians and not supporting their own people. So more of this, you got to vote for somebody who looks like you.
We don't want racism, but these are my own people.
You know what? I'll sit here and I'll say, this sounds racist to me. It sounds stupid. It sounds short-sighted. I don't agree with these people at all. But what you will not hear me say is, so we need a law to fix this, or we need more laws to correct this, or this person should be punished. If people want to be racist at their own peril, that's what I say, because long term, it's not going to benefit you. You're going to look like an idiot.
This is what happens when with identity politics, ultimately. When you give people a pass and say, hey, I know you've been treated badly by the color, your gender, your ableist, or whatever the situation is, it says to them they're allowed to exploit that particular angle for whatever it is that they want to get. And I understand that some of that underlies right? Like, there's some Chinese people are going to vote for Chang because she's Asian. And there's some black people who are going to vote for Cook because she's black.
Yep.
Now, I imagine it makes it a little more difficult for somebody who's in one of these two groups to decide on Chang when she's got a black husband. But whatever. None of these things would particularly be important to me. I just got an invite to a local rep's who happens to be black's event here in New Hampshire. Nobody says anything about that one way or the other. He's a Republican, though, so... Well, that just throws the whole thing into haywire.
Oh, my God.
He's a sitting rep or running?
No, it's Eddie Edwards.
Oh, Eddie Edwards. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So I wish we could just stop this whole identity politics thing, because here you've got two women of two different ethnicities fighting over this seat of power. And if this doesn't bring it into clarity,
yes,
exactly what's going on, I don't know what else is going to, because, if it was some white guy here, you wouldn't even have got the story.
Oh, yeah, you would have. He would have been run out of town.
If he was saying that about Chang.
Things, yeah.
But if he was the target.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That drives me crazy.
I can't believe you're voting for Whitey. I can't believe you're voting for a man.
Right.
You know, those kind of things. And,
In this patriarchy, right, then that's the kind of thing that people rightfully feel.
And I don't think that white people should vote for white people because they're white. I think that's a terrible reason to vote for people.
No.
All I'm saying is that identity politics is a bad idea. And just as a little side note, the very last thing you want to do is to corral white people into a situation where they're thinking, I feel subjugated for my race. You don't want white people to think about race because they're still in power,
right?
It's a bad idea, and that's coming basically out of the mouths of many black authors on the internet that I've read. I think it's a prescient point, but
I think it
whatever.
Is crazy too, though. Even with the mainstream media, like in the narrative that they're pushing, where you have like, was it Roseanne, that show getting canceled? So Roseanne is a legitimate comedian, right? Makes a dark humor comment or whatever. Show canceled, but then you get this writer for the New York Times, an Asian woman, saying saying things that were 10,000 times worse than the degree that a known comedian
what
made.
What free market program brought us identity politics and
probably,
all this stuff? Probably not free market, was it?
No, it was probably government.
Probably government.
I
think we could explore that.
When people started saw a benefit from identifying a particular way.
This is double standard.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.